Sullivan addressed the elephant in the room early at Comfish, which was concerned about the historic challenges fleets and processors are currently facing. Seafood processing companies like Trident are divesting from Alaska, citing market issues. The state's fishermen have also seen historically low prices per pound for their catch. Sullivan spent a significant amount of his time blaming Russia for the tough year.
We are at an economic war, in my view, in the fisheries industry with Russia, and to a related degree with China. Our officials in U.S. and the U.S. government need to recognize this, because the Russians recognize this.
Sullivan said Russia held a market advantage after it banned U.S. seafood products a decade ago. The U.S. embargoed Russian products in return. However, Russian-caught fish was still being sold in American markets through a loophole. That loophole was closed when President Joe Biden signed an executive order late last year that takes effect next month. Sullivan claims Alaskans are also disadvantaged by unfair labor practices in other countries that undercut prices on a global scale. He says he's been trying to work with Japan, one of the world's largest buyers of seafood, to fix the problem.
So I was able to engage with a number of Japanese senior officials, our ambassador to Japan, pressing them that they should institute a Russian ban on seafood as well.
Sullivan says he's also going to Europe later this month to meet officials there about instituting a similar Russian seafood ban. He says the goal is to fill any demand in gaps with Alaskan-caught products. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo also sent a video to supplement Sullivan's remarks. She told attendees that recent work with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is more progress for the seafood industry.
For the very first time, the U.S. National Export Strategy, released by the Commerce Department, includes a chapter on seafood that was drafted by NOAA.
Sullivan also talked about wanting more research in mariculture, as well as including fisheries in the upcoming federal farm bill reauthorization. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.